That's almost all we have time for. But first, we've had a question from Wilf James, who wants to know how a small moon like Ganymede can have a magnetic field. We put this to Sam George, an astronomer at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge.
Ganymede is a moon around Jupiter. It's the largest moon in the solar system, and actually it's the most massive. It's got something like 2 times the mass of the moon. It's made up of silicate rock and ice water, and has an iron-rich core. Jupiter has a strong magnetic field, and it was only due to the Galileo spacecraft that we were able to discern that Ganymede itself has a magnetic field. The magnetic field of Ganymede is something like 3 times stronger than that of the planet Mercury. It actually creates a tiny magnetic field inside that of Jupiter, so it has a magnetosphere. And there's some evidence, actually, that Ganymede even has an aurora, so like the northern lights, but on a moon, which seems a bit strange. And the magnetic field is likely to be generated in a similar way to that of the Earth. So to generate a magnetic field, there needs to be a conducting fluid, enough energy to make that fluid move, and some kind of seed magnetic field. Now, in the case of the Earth, we have a molten iron core, which is a great conductor. There's some convective flow inside the Earth, which produces heat. And, of course, the Earth rotates, which makes the fluid move in the right way. And there's an existing magnetic field from the Sun. So as the molten iron streams through the magnetic field, an electric current is formed, and this is called magnetic induction. So basically, Ganymede needs to have a conducting material in its interior. Now, we believe that is the case. How this magnetic field is generated is still a bit of a mystery. It's thought that Ganymede has this iron core, but it's possible that this could have actually cooled earlier on than now, and the fluid that moves around has since stopped. So that's a concern, but there's another suggestion that would say that the tidal forces from Jupiter, the gravitational force on Jupiter, disrupts the cooling. The tidal energy disrupts the ice sheet and the silicate surface, and this insulates the core. Much more, of course, will be learnt about Ganymede's magnetic field and its composition with the launching of JUICE, which is the Jupiter Ice Moon Explorer, and that's planned to have a launch date in 2022 and arriving at Ganymede in 2033.
And if you have a space science question that you'd like answered, send it in to us at astronomy@thenakedscientists.com or tweet at Naked Scientists. And that's it for this month's Naked Astronomy. We'll be back next time with more space science, including the exciting discovery of liquid water beneath the surface of Saturn's moon Titan.
But before that, we'll have more from Richard and Sue, the space boffins. You can find all this and more on our website at thenakedscientist.com/astronomy.
Naked Astronomy is produced by Dominic Ford and me, Ben Valsler, and comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
Supported by the STFC, this is Naked Astronomy. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com/astronomy.